You can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 14th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We have open lines this first half hour. Actually, be talking about the proper tip of the day. Tom Berryhill will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking for about 24 minutes about the energy cleaner. Proper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to please consider primitive weapons, including recurve crossbows and recurve bows, as opposed to compound crossbows and compound bows, for the following reason. Compound bows and compound crossbows, as neat and as fun and as powerful and as accurate as they are, you're not going to repair these things in the field. You're not going to repair them at all unless you've got specialized training and specialized tools. That's just not going to happen. So for most people, most of the time, including myself, by the way, I recommend recurve crossbows and recurve bows. Now, if you want to get the specialized training, get specialized tools to maintain compound crossbows and compound bows, hey, by all means, go for it. But in a long-term, grid-down survival situation, simple has a lot going for it. Okay, going on from there, expanding on it, the company that makes the highest quality recurve crossbows that I'm aware of, and the company that I chose to make my purchase, is Excalibur. It's and their website is excaliburcrossbow.com, excaliburcrossbow.com. I haven't been to their website for about a better part of a year, I guess. I just went there this morning doing some quick research to see what was going on. And they've dramatically increased their line of crossbows. The one that really got my attention is called the Micro Suppressor. The Micro Suppressor. This crossbow, you got your choice of the standard one that has a velocity of 355 feet per second. Or if you get the sound deadening system, which makes a quiet crossbow even quieter, that knocks off a few feet per second, takes it down to 343 feet per second. Now, if you're used to shooting firearms and velocities of at least the speed of sound, if not faster, this may not sound like much, but on one hand. On the other, you need to understand the following. Energy is a mathematical calculation. Mass times velocity equals energy. So, yes, on one hand, you don't have a whole lot of velocity, but, man, do you have a lot of weight. You're shooting an arrow that weighs 350 grains. Now, that's on the low end. A 45 caliber ACP standard projectile is 240 grains. So you're looking at the weight of a 45 caliber slug plus the weight of a 9mm slug to get up to 350 grains. You're talking about some serious energy, something that's very quiet, we might even say extremely quiet, very accurate, powerful enough to kill a grizzly bear. I have your attention. You can kill a grizzly bear with one of these crossbows. The legal aspects are a lot less burdensome in most jurisdictions, not all. There's a caveat here, not all jurisdictions. But in most places, a crossbow is a lot less burdensome to own in terms of legality. You need to do your own homework, of course. Now, these things don't come cheap. Suggested retail on this thing is $1,300. Now, that's a chunk of change for most people most of the time. Now, if you're a fan of the Walking Dead, as I am, I just got caught up with the most recent episode night before last. One of the characters there uses a crossbow. It's not a very powerful crossbow because he cocks his thing by hand. You're not going to do that with a microsuppressor. It is possible for a human being to be that strong, but most people couldn't cock this thing. The draw weight is 280 pounds. So you have to be able to pull back 280 pounds to be able to cock this thing, unless you use the one of the cocking mechanisms that comes with it. Typically, it's a rope with a couple of handles on it, which makes cocking it pretty easy for most people most of the time. Now, this is not for everybody. In the absence of a cranker cocking mechanism, I know my wife would not be able to cock this thing. But we've practiced with my crossbow, which is very powerful, Excalibur. And she can cock it using the cocking mechanism, the crank cocker. But she doesn't have the strength to use the rope cocker. That's just the way that is. Now, there's other crossbows that don't require that much draw weight. Obviously, you're giving up power. Feet per second if you go to a lower powered crossbow. But there's even the lower powered crossbows are still very accurate and very deadly. So it's a matter of personal situation, what you need to meet your needs in terms of power, accuracy, the weight, the size, and of course the price. But going through their product line here, they've got, let's see, there's 4, 8, 12, 16, looks like 17 different choices that you can have here at the Excalibur website. They're made in Canada, by the way. And they have dealers. It says, I don't sell these things. It says, find the dealer. So when you click on there, you put your zip code in, and let's see if I can find one here. See if I can find one. I doubt there's one in my within 60 miles of my zip code. Okay, I'll try Metro St. Louis. 122. Okay, and what goes there? Okay, and we've got in Metro St. Louis two dealers selling the Excalibur crossbows. Plus, we got Bass Pro, Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Shields. I'm not familiar with Shields. Sale. There's a. I assume those are national chains. Dunham's. Bass Pro, Dick's, you know, some of the major ones, they carry the Excalibur line of crossbows. So these are pretty easy to get your hands on. Hopefully you could find at one of these national outlets, get a little bit better price from one of these national outlets, or catch something on sale. That's a possibility also. I recall in the St. Louis Art Museum, they have a room set aside for medieval weaponry, which includes a crossbow from the Middle Ages. And it's an impressive piece of equipment. It looks like somebody took the spring from the leaf spring from an automobile and attached a steel cable to it and made a crossbow. That's what it looks like. Of course, they didn't have automobile leaf springs back then, but that's the general look of this thing. A steel bow, a steel cable, and a wood stock. I believe it was a wood stock. It looked like it would, whatever projectile it put in, it looked like it would be a pretty dangerous and deadly instrument, to say the least. If you have a good supply of arrows can be used over, depending on what you're shooting them at. You can make arrows, or more properly called bolts. When you're shooting, what a crossbow shoots is a bolt. You can make your own, if need be. So running out of ammunition would not present the same problems that it does with firearms, obviously. My Excalibur is very accurate. And I emphasize very accurate. It is very powerful. In fact, I cannot use a standard archery target to shoot my Excalibur crossbow at, because the arrow will go, the bolt will go all the way through the target. They have special targets for crossbows. They take ground up truck tires and compress them together in a cube about 1 by 1 by 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, maybe a little bit larger than that. That's the approximate size. And even then, the Excalibur arrow bolt will go almost all the way through it, frequently all the way up to the feathers on the fletching. When they call the feathers, they call the fletching on the end of the bolt. Now that's some serious power. You look at how tough this target is. These chunks of rubber compressed together to make a target to shoot a crossbow at. Look at how tough a regular target is for shooting a normal bow and arrow. And think about it going all the way through that target. You know, there's some serious power there and serious accuracy. Now, you're not going to be shooting like I do my bolt-action precision rifle. You're not going to be shooting dimes at 100 yards. No, that's not going to happen. It's not expected to happen. But you can shoot a pie plate at 100 yards. A 12-inch pie plate. Oh, yeah. You can shoot a 12-inch pie plate all day long at 100 yards with a good quality recurve crossbow. And they have optics, by the way. They have telescopic sights on them, similar but different, similar to what you'd put on a rifle. The technology, continues to improve. The crossbow has been around for, 500-600 years or longer, maybe longer. I know the Roman army had a type of crossbow. It was kind of like light artillery. It was something mounted on a pedestal or a tripod to shoot really big arrows. And yes, so they've been around centuries. Crossbows have been around centuries. The technology and the engineering and design continues to move forward as new materials are brought about, like such as carbon fiber. Engineers learn how to make things quieter, more powerful, more reliable. All these things contribute to the improvements that have been going into crossbows these past, 20, 30 years or so. And I'm sure they'll continue to move forward. So I want to encourage, if you don't have a recurve crossbow or a recurve bow, I had a very nice recurve bow when I was in college and I would get out occasionally and practice with. It's fun. My grandchildren, the twins, a boy and a girl, they were here. Let's see, I guess they were about 10 years old when they were here. And they just had great fun shooting a bow and arrow. And they were competitive and competing, and the girls can compete successfully against the boys. So that's a good thing where they have an equal footing in that kind of competition. And it's a fun thing for boys and girls to teach them a new skill and teach them some responsibility, because these are even something that a child is using is still a dangerous instrument that needs to be handled with proper caution and care. So it's good to teach youngsters responsibility in that manner, using a bow and arrow for practice and training. And, of course, you can hunt with them. We have a bow season here in Missouri, and I'm sure most of the 50 states have a bow season. Now, some states make you use the crossbow during the gun season. They're put in the same category as a firearm. And that's going to vary from state to state, whether your crossbow is categorized as a firearm for hunting purposes or they allow you to use it during the bow season. And there's sometimes exceptions for people who have disabilities that allow them to use a crossbow during bow season. I believe that's the way it is in Missouri. I haven't looked into it recently. But if your state conservation commission requires your crossbow to be used during firearm season, that tells you something there, doesn't it? How these government agencies regard the crossbow in terms of power and accuracy, making them in the same category as a firearm for hunting purposes. It's a fun hobby. Doesn't cost a whole lot as hobbies go. Dropping $1,000 or $1,200, $1,300 on a bow is a chunk of change for most people, but it's a one-time expense. Unlike a boat, which is referred to as a hole in the water you throw your money in, it's a one-time expense, with maintenance expense being minimal, very minimal. Replacing arrows might be your biggest expense, depending on how good you are at recovering the arrows or damaging them. So I think there's a lot going for the recurve crossbows. And be diligent if you are going to be making a purchase. Make sure that whoever is going to be shooting it has the upper body strength to cock this thing. If not, make sure that there's a hand crank cocker available for the model that you choose. You can also go fishing with them, depending on the law where you are. There's fishing attachments for our crossbows, and that can be fun also, and a great way to supplement your diet. If you are hungry and you need a fish to eat, well, just go out and shoot it with your crossbow with the fishing attachment. That could be pretty fun. Yeah, absolutely. That could be a lot of fun. We got the first break coming up here momentarily, and we had open lines here at 800-313-9443. If you've got a question or comment about crossbows, recurve bows, give us a call. We got a class coming up this year, not coming here, 2018, on bow making. And we've got a couple of possible instructors lined up to teach people how to make their own bows. These will be longbows, I believe, not recurve or crossbows, either one. Although I don't know what these instructors are going to want to get into, quite frankly. But there's been a lot of interest in that, and it'll be a fun class. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of December. During a break, I was looking at a couple of the these national sporting goods chains. They do sell the Excalibur bows for slightly less than full retail. Some of them offer free shipping, by the way. So there's a lot to choose from. Entry level looks like about $500 for the Matrix GRZ. That's Golf Romeo Zebra 2 crossbow package, and it goes up from there. So there's a lot to choose from, and this is kind of this reminds me here. One of the accessories you got, the Excalibur arrow puller. So this, when these arrows are inside, when you shoot them inside these specialized targets, they're in there so tightly that you need a special little handle thing that screws into the end of the arrow that allows you to pull the arrow back out of the target. How about that? You know, it's an amazing piece of equipment. These recurve crossbows. They're fun. They're quiet. My wife, Dr. Moore, really likes quiet, and I understand that. Quiet is good. They're powerful. They're accurate. Very reliable. And going back to the original premise, unlike these compound crossbows and compound bows, you can do field maintenance on them. You can change a string right there with a field changing kit, field string changing kit. You know, say that fast five times. And other maintenance you can do at home without specialized training, without specialized tools, which is a good thing. It's a real good thing to be able to do routine maintenance yourself without specialized training, without specialized tools. So there's a lot going for them. You got the rope cocking aid here that I think, let's see, that may or may not come with the package. I'm not sure. The package is going to have different things in it. I don't see a hand crank cocking mechanism for it. Some of these are going to have the hand crank cocking option, and some won't. So it's going to vary from crossbow to crossbow whether you can get the hand cranker to go with it. For a person of small stature, it could be a very necessary tool to have the hand crank cocking mechanism, as opposed to the rope cocking aid. So there's a lot to learn. There are facilities where you can shoot different crossbows before you make your purchase. That would be a wise thing, I think, to be able to try out a couple of different models before you drop $500 or $1,000 on something and then find out it's not what you need. Being able to shoot different models beforehand would be a real smart thing. So go for it. Check it out. It may be just what you need for predator control, for hunting, even for self-defense. It wouldn't be my first choice, but hey, a crossbow would be better than not having anything at all. Why not? It's just a fun way to spend an afternoon with friends and family out there on the range, shooting a crossbow, having competition, and just enjoying a fun afternoon with friends and family. It might become a whole new hobby for you. That's a possibility. It might be a whole new hobby. One that would be fun and relatively inexpensive once you make that initial purchase. Learning new skills is always fun. At least for me it is. I hope it is for you also. And doing new things and different things is fun. And helping other people to learn new skills is fun also. So it all sounds like a win-win situation to me, doesn't it, to you? I hope so. Yes, Excalibur recurve crossbows. Great products, made up in Canada, not in China. Good company, they stand behind their products. I think you'll be very pleased with anything Excalibur sells. And check out the fishing equipment that goes along with the crossbow. So you can go fishing with your crossbow and shoot those fish. And when it's swimming around, just shoot the one you want to eat and pull it out of the water and start cooking it. That'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it? We've got some really big fish in my ponds here that need to be cooked one day. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th day of December. Every Thursday, we take 24 minutes to talk about a marvelous healing device called Energy Cleanse. We've been doing this for, this is year number 8, and we've had some phenomenal success stories. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, who is hanging in there, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. Still recovering from that flu, but I'm hanging in there, like you said. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Outstanding. Well, Tom, I got good news. I took delivery yesterday of 27 mattress pads. They've all been, I was reconfiguring those things all afternoon until the early evening, reconfiguring them to be compatible with the Energy Cleaner. And when I get the next shipment of Energy Cleaners from you, they'll be going out literally all over the planet, including a bunch of them to the Marshall Islands, which is an American territory in the Pacific Ocean out there. So we're getting caught up. We had some glitches. All 27 of these mattress pads have been inadvertently shipped to Texas by mistake. And so I got them finally yesterday and got them all reconfigured and ready for shipment. So that should be good news, because I know there's people listening that have been waiting for several weeks because of this glitch. And as soon as I get the energy cleaners in from you, Tom, they'll be packed up and out the door the following business day. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a healing device here. If you're a new listener, this is radio. We have new listeners every show. You may be sitting there thinking, okay, what are these guys talking about? We're talking about healing. We're talking about health. We focus publicly on pain mitigation. The two things we focus on are something that most American adults are dealing with, which is joint pain, back pain, arthritis pain, and not getting a great night's sleep. That covers, I would say, more than half of the adults in this country, doesn't it, Tom?
I would tend to agree, John. I've always said, and you've heard me say it many times on your show, that you don't have to look very far to find somebody in pain. Just go to the closest gas station, the closest shopping area, shopping mall, store. Just look around. There's people hobbling and hanging on to their shopping carts. I mean, you know, John, sometimes people use a shopping cart just to hold themselves up. It's that bad. I see it everywhere.
I see it all the time, it hurts just to watch these people attempt to walk. And you're right, Tom. Any place where there's a number of people coming and going, just take a moment and watch and observe. How many people have a normal gait? How many people have a pleasant expression on their face? How many people are obviously in pain with each and every step? Well, the energy cleaner will help. It will help, most likely. Now, pain medications work in the following manner. They act as a blocking mechanism, blocking the signal of the from the source of the pain. It could be ankle, knee, hip, whatever it might be. Blocks that signal getting from that source of pain to your brain. That's how pain medication works. The energy cleaner works in an entirely different manner. It goes to the source of the pain and heals the source of the pain, as opposed to being a blocking mechanism. And, of course, energy cleaner can cause no harm. There is a detox effect with connected to the energy cleaner, which if you have too many heavy metals in your body, too many toxins, detoxing too fast can be unpleasant. And in that case, we just have people remove 6 of the 9 batteries, leaving 3 behind. That slows down the detox, and most people can tolerate that most of the time, can't they, Tom?
Well, that works pretty good, John. If somebody is experiencing too much healing, and that has been a problem in some cases, it's very rare, but it does happen. And what typically goes on is the person will tell us that they're just overwhelmed by the signal from that energy cleaner. And we always advise them to just take some of the batteries out. It operates on 9 D-cell batteries. So what that person can do is remove 6 of the batteries. It will operate with any one of the 3 rows of 3 batteries. So you put in 3 batteries, and now you're operating at a much lower power level, and you can work your way up to the total count of 9 batteries. So just take your time in doing that.
Right,
and that seems
right to
take care of almost every situation.
It does. Now, here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. The energy cleaner, first of all, is not a TENS unit. No, and it's not a Rife frequency generator. It puts out a signal. It's called an electrostatic signal, which is why it only needs one wire. That one wire plugs into the energy cleaner, and it can be a wire going to the mattress pads that I offer for sale, or to a metal spoon you put in a bathtub full of comfortably hot water, or a hot tub turned down 98 degrees. And that signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That process is what mitigates pain. That process is what helps you sleep so well at night. I know, Tom, that when I have an energy cleaner, a mattress pad on my bed, of course, and the energy cleaner attached to it, those first 3 hours of sleep, it is the most peaceful, restful sleep that a human being can ever experience. Now, I go ahead, typically I do rest and sleep, stay in bed about 8 hours, typically 7.5 to 8 hours. But quite frankly, I could get by on a lot less and still feel pretty darn good. 6 hours would probably get me by quite well, but I go ahead and typically I'm resting, sleeping about 7.5 hours and get up and my feet hit the ground and I'm ready to go with no aches, no pains, refreshed, and ready to hit it. And that's true of most people, isn't it, Tom?
I believe so. And, John, I've had many people tell me over the years that they've noticed that they don't sleep as long with the energy cleaner, but they feel like they've gotten a full 8 hours sleep, even though it might only be 5 or 6 hours. I've had people tell me that many, many times. So it really does make the time that you are asleep very, very efficient. And it's your wife, Dr. Moore, that always says we heal when we sleep.
That's right. That is one. I know people who are struggling with their health and attempting to eat right and do the right things, and their sleep pattern is just so cockamamie and off kilter that they will never ever have optimal health as long as their sleep pattern is not the way it should be. Now, for most normal healthy people, most of the time they would be waking up about 6 a.m. and going to bed about 10 p.m. And there's that cycle applies to most human beings most of the time. Obviously, there could be exceptions, and you could still be healthy. But that's a kind of a foundational platform to look at. And the energy cleaner will help you get that cycle back into the rhythm it should be. The energy cleaner is not the silver bullet that will help all health conditions all the time, but it can do no harm, can it, Tom?
No, it won't do any harm, that's for sure. John, when Lee Kroc, who was the original inventor of this energy cleaner technology, when he was attacked by the state medical board, the Ohio State Medical Board came after him they accused him of practicing medicine without a license. And during the hearings and the one trial, a professor from the state university was called in and as an expert witness, and one of the statements he made while they're in the courtroom was that they wanted to know, did he, in his opinion, think this thing could harm anybody? And he says, no. He says, I don't know if this thing will hurt anybody, will help anybody. But he said, it certainly cannot harm anybody. He says, if this machine harmed anybody, he said, we would have to ban all flashlights because it's a relatively simple system that operates on flashlight batteries. So no harm can be done. And but I'll tell you, we have seen over the years many thousands of people get relief from pain, better sleep. And, you know, John, unfortunately in our country, we can't talk about other more serious health issues that are everywhere that you turn. Everybody has these situations in their family, friends, acquaintances, and we can't always talk about those because it'll get us in trouble with the state boards as well. But people can read between the lines, as we always say, and they can figure these things out for themselves. But if you can detox your body at the cellular level, everything else will fall into place and your body can heal itself. And that is really basis of what we're doing.
Absolutely. I spoke to Steve Whitman earlier this week. His new book is finished. I'll be getting a review copy probably in a few days. And after I read it, we'll have Steve on to talk about his book and also his journey involving the energy cleaner, which he gives the energy cleaner and John Moore credit for saving his life, which is very humbling to get that kind of credit publicly. So I'm looking forward to getting Steve's new book and reading it. And his journey, his life's journey, changed dramatically in a number of ways, all because of my radio show and the Energy Cleaner. So we're looking forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Energy Cleaner is for sale. It's my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes it up. I take it to the Cherryville Post Office, where there's an opening, by the way, for a postmaster at the Cherryville Post Office if you want to apply for that job. And they also have a all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday evening for less than $10. And if you place an order for your mattress pad. I reconfigure the mattress pad that comes from the factory, and I box them up, and I take them to the Cherryville Post Office also, where you can get a bottomless cup of coffee for 75 cents. And if you ask for a latte, they'll wonder, or if you're speaking French, or what you're asking for, because they don't know what a latte is. We got a call on hold here. We got Jimmy Gensling. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Tom, you and I had talked, well, actually all of us had talked a while back on my dilemma. And some people may know, some may not. But anyway, due to the accident in the Coast Guard and all, I have been on pain meds for lumbar, neck, and knee injury that were sustained in that. So for roughly 18 years, I've been on a cocktail, and in the last 12, it's been a mix of methadone and morphine just to function. The wanting to go in and do surgery, they haven't made 100% decision on it yet, Tom, to actually relieve the calcium and everything that is in contact with the nerves, L2 through S1 down the lower back. And so they've it's been about a month and a half now, tapering me off of the methadone and the morphine. John, you mentioned at the beginning of this when y'all were talking, pain meds cover, they mask it, and I'm living proof to tell everybody, you may think you're having a great day, start tapering off your pain meds or run out of them entirely. It's interesting, when I was in for a procedure Monday, they asked me what my pain level was, and Teresa says, does 14 count? And normally it's 1 to 10. But the thing is, with the energy cleaner, the only way I am getting any rest at all, period, is at night, draw a hot bath, as hot as I can stand it. I put a handful of Epsom salt in there and dissolve that all in, and hook the energy cleaner to spoon, and I put that in there when I'm filling the water. And about 30, 40 minutes of being able to soak in that, my knee swelling will start to recede. My knees get up about the size of large grapefruits right now. And that does enough to take the tension out of my body and everything, enough that I can actually rest, Tom. Now, my question is this, and it's something we discussed again, with not being able to sit for any period of time because of everything that's going on, have we ever come up with an idea of how to do, like, mobile unit on this thing or something?
Oh, boy, John, he's putting me on the spot again.
Yeah, yep, I can hear that coming.
You know, Jimmy, I'm just going to say one thing. I work best under pressure, and Mr. John Moore has been pressuring me for a while. He's eased up a little bit lately, but I think you've just relit that fuse, and John's going to be working on me. But there are some things in the works as we speak that will probably help with this. A system that can be worn on a daily basis. You could go about your daily activities and actually wear this. So we are... we're working on that, and there will be a couple of prototypes available soon. I've just got some special projects I have to get out of the way before I can complete those, and some various fixtures and machinery that I have to purchase to make this all feasible. So it's very, very close. It's taken me several years to put it all together. But, you know, Jimmy, you understand this from your work with firearms and gunsmithing and things. You can't just throw this stuff together. You have to get all your fixturing and everything made so that you can produce these in an efficient manner. I don't like to start from scratch each time. You know, I like fixturing and things that hold the parts intact so you can do the assembly rapidly. And that's what I'm doing. That's some of the final things that you do is build these manufacturing fixtures. So that's underway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing, ladies and gentlemen, nothing good ever happens in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know what else, Jimmy? it's quite likely that you have some mechanical abrasion there. You mentioned the calcium deposits, and that's like a crystalline structure that can really, at the microscopic level, put some severe pressure on these pain, on these nerves.
Nerve endings.
Causes severe pain. Now, some, you know, the energy cleaner, John always says, it's not the silver bullet for everything. It is absolutely not. But we have seen many cases where morphine could not deaden the pain, but using the energy cleaner actually helped the person that was experiencing this pain. And we've had other people tell us that, I believe Tim Spencer was one of these, John, that said that he was able to reduce the amount of pain medication by using the energy 100%, but reduce the quantities consumed, which was really for him. Because, you know, all these pharmaceuticals that to take really damage it. So you want to stay as far away from them as possible.
Here's our break. Stay right back. Jimmy, thank you for the call.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of December. Yes, I sell energy cleaners. And yes, I do have a 30-day money-back guarantee, soon to be 90 days, by the way, a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you make your purchase. You can make your purchase right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, of energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them. Or you can call my toll-free number. Toll-free number is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Of course, when you make your purchase online, you can use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. And of course, if you live in the U.S., PayPal now takes payments. You need to spread out that dollar amount over a few months, and many people need to do that. That's fine. So we got the spring seed catalogs are hitting people's mailboxes about now, Tom. And the secondary use for Energy Cleaner is to help your fruits and vegetables and even ornamentals, isn't it, Tom?
Well, very true, John. But before we touch on that, I'd sure like to make a couple of last comments in Jimmy's situation here. You know, he's got these calcium crystals, and John, perhaps they can do some sort of orthoscopic surgical procedure, very small incision, get in there and get that calcium, those deposits removed. I think that would help him a lot. I know he's on the fence with that, but maybe Jimmy can give that some more consideration. And, of course, that energy cleaner will help those surgical incisions heal up quite rapidly. So he'll be back to normal pretty quick. And this may also really help him reduce the amount of pain medication and perhaps eliminate any pain medication in the near future shortly after he gets those procedures. So sometimes, you know, these mechanical problems with the calcium deposits and things like that can really cause quite a bit of pain, and the energy cleaner will not fix that on its own. So Jimmy should give that some consideration. And as to gardening, yes, the energy cleaner will greatly assist the growth of your vegetables, any types of plants that you're growing. You can use it in the garden. We simply drive in regular fence posts, the metal ones, and I use electric fence insulators to suspend a grid of chicken wire over your plant area, and you can connect the energy cleaner onto that in any convenient location, along any side, any edge, in the corner, whatever works for you. Put the energy cleaner in a plastic bag or some sort of plastic tub that keeps the weather off of it. You don't want any dew in the morning or rain on it, and set that in a shaded area, and that will energize those plants day and night and really make quite a bit of difference in the growth. So give it a try. It's well worth looking into.
Okay. Well, Tom, appreciate you're getting on the show with us as always, and we'll be talking privately before the day's over.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. We're going to top the hour break coming up here momentarily. I don't believe Don Kubley's calling in. He's just so covered up getting the domes off to Bangladesh and India. He's opening a new factory in India, I believe. And we may have a special caller partway through the second hour. We shall see. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.